Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Ground ball, left side, base hit. One run is in. Happ will go to third and hold on. Coming in to score, Nico Hoerner. Cubs lead 3-0. Moises Ballesteros delivered.
Mo Baller. He's going to be on the roster, right?
He's gotta be on the playoff roster. That kid can just flat out hit. He fears nothing, makes crazy contact. And Craig brought him up to us unprompted yesterday in our conversation. Brought him up to us. Like, to me, that's just the kind of kid who has the potential to make an impact and have people around the country going like, where'd they get this kid? That kid can hit. What the hell's going on?
So look, before we get into hearing some of the sound from Craig and talking about some of the roster stuff, you didn't tell us who was sitting in front of you.
Two rows in front of me. He was in row two.
John Mulaney.
And I think it was his kids. I mean, it was a big
Chris
pile
Chelios.
Of family. No. Let's say this. He had a White Sox hat on. He was wearing a White Sox hat.
Oh, you got to be careful, because I obviously will probably love this person wearing a Sox hat, but
Chris Tannehill.
It's not my favorite thing to wear the Sox hat at the Cub game.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't agree with
and
that.
And it was an old Sox hat. It was an old Sox
Which
hat.
Which one? Campbell C?
It was a regular Sox hat like you're wearing, but it was old, had sweat stains all over it, like to prove the cred.
Was it Cusack?
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Bigger than that.
Phil Donlan?
Bigger than that?
Oh, yeah.
Former President Barack Obama?
No.
Bill Murray.
That would be Justin Ishbia, ladies and gentlemen. Justin.
Ooh, now, you know what? Actually, I like that.
Well,
if you're the next owner of the White Sox and you're going to a Cubs game with family, a lot of whom were wearing Cubs stuff, and you're living on the North Shore, but you're down there in very good seats at the Cubs game, and you're the next owner of the White Sox, I think you wear your White Sox hat. You like that, don't you? Like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You like that.
He's gone to a lot of Cubs games, from what I'm told.
Me too.
That he's spent a lot of time with the Ricketts at the games and all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, and he certainly goes to a lot of Sox games. Likes going to baseball games. Big baseball guy, as we know from some of the comments and the donation he made to Michigan State. Remember, and he talked about the beauty of the game. Like, he's a baseball romantic. Legit loves it. So there he was last night wearing the Sox hat.
Sure he does. This segment is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Folks, you see, part of being a White Sox fan culturally, like Lawrence Holmes, is inherent distrust of the next owner.
No, I get it. kid. Let's not bake in that he just loves the game.
That's
okay?
What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's not have that as a, you know, pre-existing baseball condition once he, you know, takes ownership that right. He loves the game.
Yeah, who would want to believe that their owner actually loves the game? Who'd want to believe that?
Look, that's what you want. But,
show us.
But right. But Cubs fans know that their owner loves baseball, but still hasn't always done the things that would make you think that he loves baseball.
Yeah, no, there's a line to be crossed. But the stuff that Ricketts did in the first 5, 7, 9 years of his ownership sure came across like a baseball fan.
It sure did.
And it was very useful, wasn't it?
And then there was a 5-year stretch where nothing was done.
Would you rather?
And players were moved out of here as salary dumps.
Would you rather?
Hi, Darvish.
Would you rather not have those first 9 years where things were changed and established?
You shouldn't make that a binary choice for fans.
I'm not making it a binary choice.
You just did.
No, you're the one making it a binary choice.
No. To me,
it comes with both. They end up with their limitations.
The owner should be able to just be a baseball fan and do what's best for the baseball team all the time, instead of just being like, well, because you had 9 years of great stuff means that you deserve to suffer those 5 years, and which would you rather have?
That's a binary argument. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, you put those words in your mouth, banana.
You did. No, you did. No, you, Lawrence, Tanny, you did. Alex, that's why you're not going.
It was me. Sorry, guys.
I gotta stop putting words in your mouth. Starting stuff is what you're doing.
Let me ask you this. Don't romanticize owners.
I'm also not doing that.
You just did. Oh, with his hat, and it had all of the salt on it. That proves that he's a lover of baseball. That's what you just did.
Didn't I do that with irony in my voice and tongue in cheek, though, Lawrence?
Come on.
Why am I pointing out that the hat was there to prove his cred? Because that's what he's trying to do. Because that's his version of human less than. Is like, well, I'm a billionaire, but I want to show that I'm a longtime Sox fan. I'm trying to look at the thing in full.
Less than was a great overnight host.
He really was. I miss him. I miss local overnights and less than. Let me ask you this. Net positive or negative, the Ricketts family's effect on Cubdom since 2012?
Net positive.
Okay. If you had to guess, net positive of Justin Ishbia's impact on Soxdom between now and the next 15 years.
I can't do that. That's it.
I think it's going to be non-Reinsdorf. It will be net positive.
That's the only thing that is.
I think you can book that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's going to be hard to be worse as far as most fans how they see
it. Okay. I would just suggest that. One, thinking about what a team's going to look like 15 years from now is folly.
An entire organization.
Folly.
But don't you think from a business perspective, he can't help but put the organization in a better spot in 15 years?
I would suggest that everyone do some reading on the Phoenix Suns.
Sure. I said net. I'm not saying one or the other.
I just think that because of how we feel about Reinsdorf, and we could use the same argument that you're using about the Ricketts for Reinsdorf as we celebrate the 20th year of the White Sox winning the World Series.
Yeah. Net positive on Jerry?
Right?
Yeah, but that's a thinner margin, though.
But it would still be a net positive, right?
Yeah, I think it probably would. It probably would. How do Mets fans feel about Steve Cohen? Net positive?
If your owner's doing absolutely everything and it's not working, I think fans would be like, well, man, this dude is out here spending.
He's out here trying.
He's out here trying. And that's all I want. I want the standard to be that. I don't want the standard to be, well, he's not Reinsdorf. I don't want that to be the standard. I want the standard to be, hey, are you going to come in and innovate? And again, the timeline of this, like the way that all of that stuff went down to me is ridiculous. Where if you're waiting on Justin Ishbia to take over the White Sox, you could be waiting for 9 years.
Yeah, no, it's Jerry definitely kicking the can down the road and letting himself have it. I just, for the record, I didn't make it binary, and I don't think you did. I think it was Alex. That's the problem.
You're going to blame him?
100%.
I thought for sure you were going to say Cusack.
Was he at the game
last night?
Apparently. I didn't see any of those guys.
Because that would be very Cusack, because he does get the, hey, man, you can't be both. And there are White Sox fans that don't trust him, even though he was a White Sox in 8 men out, because he's kind of been at both places. He's one of the people that's lived in both spaces. And I figured he'd be there with Chelios.
Yeah, he probably is.
How about Chelios' life after hockey?
Dude, jeez. I heard there was a party after the Chelios golf outing where there was a country band and everybody who was there was able to get up and sing with the band, including former Cubs managers, current Blackhawks. Like, these guys' lives, man. It's just party after party after. It's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
Yeah.
So back to what we were initially going to talk about before Speak sidetracked us with his talking points.
It wasn't a memo, though.
It was.
No,
it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Craig Council is on our show every other week, and we have a good time talking. Well, Speaks usually has a good time talking.
Yeah,
Craig.
You go a little nuts.
I'm trying to get through to him, and he's a tough nut to crack. He's really smart and really fun.
It was really good yesterday.
It was great
One of our best ones.
I agree with you. Here's what he said about the impact of Kyle Tucker and his injury on the playoff roster.
The scenario is tonight's lineup, because he's not available tonight. And then there's a scenario where he DHs, and there's a scenario where he plays right field. So it's pretty three simple scenarios.
We can
wait to figure that out. I'm pretty sure I can do that pretty quickly.
I'm just saying that with a week to go to the playoffs, that might your roster not change if one of those other two things happen, where if he is only a DH, might that change who's on the roster because of who you'd then be asking to play defense, or you might want to do handed stuff. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, I mean, look, you know, I think, you know, his outfield availability affects Saya's job. I think, you know, I think, look, Moises has made a pretty big case to put himself on a playoff roster as a bat. There's no question. You know, where we get into like the extras, you're always going to have a decision at some point of like, do I want to take this kind of extra skill or do I want this extra skill? So that no matter, take out Kyle, you're always going to make a choice with kind of that last guy on the roster. And it's just, you don't get everything, right? You don't get the great defender, you don't get the great hitter, and you don't get the great base runner, you know, you don't get them all, right? So you just got to choose kind of what you have and your strengths and how you think the games will be, how those players will be most useful in those games.
There's an endorsement for Mo Baller.
There is, but an admission that you don't get everything and some of those choices. Here's the thing. Was able to ask Jed about this the other day. So how many pitchers on a 26-man roster in a first-round wildcard series? 13? 12? 11? I asked it that way, and he said, we've done a lot of work on it. Last year, I think multiple teams did 12. Some teams did 11. I think the Cubs might be one of those teams that go to 11, that go 11 pitchers in a first-round playoff series.
Because you got to kind of carry Kyle, who Craig said is going to play Friday. That's the idea, is that he will get a couple of bats in the Cardinals series, and then they'll reassess kind of where he is and make some decisions off of that.
And then for a first-round series, that gives you a six-man bench. Gives you a six-man bench, so you don't have to make bigger decisions just yet based on whether Kyle can play the outfield. And then maybe there's a spot for Mo Baller, and there's a spot possibly for Billy Hamilton, or there's a spot for Justin Turner and Carlos Santana.
I hope not.
Jed wouldn't
you
answer.
You'd rather just have Santana instead of Turner? Because it's not like Turner can still be in your clubhouse and dugout, right?
I just don't know if Santana can hit anymore. I mean, he did double the other day. So, I mean, Santana can play first.
If it's a choice, which one?
Oh, God.
If it's a binary choice, which guy?
I'd probably go Turner.
Okay.
To me, I go Turner.
For
huge playoff moments and his ability to go the other way. And we've seen some of that. And I don't know. I mean, it's a tough one. But I think here's what I do know, though. Starting lineup-wise, you can't make a starting lineup with Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki, and Moises Ballesteros in it.
Well, Seiya would be your right fielder, and Tucker would probably be your DH. And then, so that takes Baller's bat
away, because I mean you're not gonna sit Happ in left. You're not gonna play Seiya in center over Pete, even if it's a lefty. You're not gonna do that and take Pete's defense away. None of those. I mean, you're not going to put Mo Baller at first.
This is why I asked the question.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Because there's a lot to think about if that guy can't run. And that's the issue. Like, they put him through, like, swinging and stuff, and he seems to be okay. It's the running. And that video of him running
does not look very comfortable.
It looked like race walking. That's what it looked like Kyle Tucker was doing. And that does not make me feel confident about anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.